Earth to humans.
The amount of times, Matt, that you have, after all these years, forgotten to record your side of the interview.
Yep, it still happens every once in a while.
It still happens. So I made Matt quadruple check that he was actually recording. Well, welcome to the Earth to Humans podcast. My name is Serena Simons, senior producer of the show, and with me is our fearless leader, Matt Podolsky. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your two favorite neighborhood environmental podcasters coming to you again. Just remind us again where you live, Matt.
I am in Boise, Idaho.
And I'm in Northern California in the Lake Tahoe area. For those of you that are kind of more recent listeners, Matt and I have been doing this podcast for a really long time. And we had a few announcements that we wanted to make this week. But before we kind of get into the weeds of the details of our announcement today, I kind of wanted to just sort of backtrack and, kind of revisit where we've come from. Matt, you know, we've just been doing this podcast sort of nonstop for all of these years, and we have all of these new ideas and, you know, like visions for this podcast and this community, but we just really haven't had the capacity or the space or the time because we've been producing episodes, you know. So I kind of want to just revisit for you, you know, how has this journey been from the inception of this podcast for you when you were just starting out making episodes on your own? What's changed for you? What are you excited about? I know that was a really big question, but give it to us.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when I think back to like my motivations and my inspiration for starting the podcast, like back in 2014, I think is when I launched it. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. We were just talking about like how embarrassing it is to go back and it, like, certainly for me, I mean, I feel like Serena, you, by the time, like when you came on board, I think you instantly like increased the production value of what we were doing because you actually like had experience in radio. And I feel like your episodes were like spot on right from
so
the beginning.
Nice.
But like when I go back and listen to the first episodes that I produced, I had never like had no experience in radio. I had never like hosted or narrated any of the films I had produced. So it was a completely new experience for me. Like I'm a deeply introverted person. So it was like very difficult for me to put my voice out there like that. But like I went for it and it's kind of like, you know, that's how you learn. But that learning curve was pretty steep, as evidenced by those early episodes, I think. Yeah.
Which we are going to, dust off a little bit in the coming weeks. We are going to be re-airing some of those older episodes, some of the good, the better, and the embarrassing episodes, you know, and just kind of revisiting some of those topics because we've had some really great guests on the show. You know, we've had amazing conversations on the show and episodes that, you know, have, since because we've just been doing this for so long, have just kind of, you know, fallen, you know, under more recent content that we've been making. So we just kind of want to dust those off a little bit, share some of those stories again. But I think it's just, it's really exciting to me, you know, when I came on, gosh, I think it's been 5 years, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, just how far we've come on this podcast. It's pretty amazing. And, you know, we're humans behind these voices, you know, like we have families and lives and, you know, other projects and things that we're excited about. And, you know, it'll be really nice to just kind of like take a break from the, you know, the timeliness of crunching out episodes But also to just really dig into the podcast again and really focus on some of those little details or ideas that we've, you know, had kind of on the background or in the back of our minds for years that we just never had the capacity to do before. So, you know, we're going to be stepping away from the podcast for a little bit, taking a little break to kind of collect our thoughts and, you know, come back better for the show. You know, we've kind of talked about on that on the podcast before that we have been, you know, we renamed the show Earth to Humans. It used to be called the Eyes on Conservation podcast, and we're, you know, rebranding with you know, you've heard new music on the show. We're gonna have a new logo coming. We're gonna have a you know, a more robust social media presence. And so we're really excited about all of these new things that we're excited to launch, and we're glad that all of you have been on this journey with us thus far. You know, like it feels really fulfilling to hear from listeners. And Matt, you just had a listener contact you. Maybe you want to talk about that for a sec.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that you're right, Serena. Like that's one of the most rewarding things, because you know we put so much effort into producing this content, and you know, it's like we know that a lot of people are listening because we can just look at this, the download statistics, but it's, I don't know. It's easy to like lose sight of that if we're not like getting direct feedback. And so on those occasions when a listener reaches out and, you know, shares some feedback, whether it's positive or negative, or just shares like the way that an episode affected them or you know, what it sort of got them thinking about, is just like really awesome for us.
Yeah.
And we had a listener reach out recently who had discovered the show within the last few months, but then dove way back into our archives and discovered one of the really early episodes that I produced, which like was kind of nerve-wracking for me, of like, oh my gosh, people that discover the show can go back and listen to all those really embarrassing early episodes I made. But that was cool. It was awesome to hear from somebody who like was inspired to like dig into all like this archive of content. I mean, it's amazing for me to think, you know, we just released our 227th episode, which is crazy.
Yeah, right. But also, yeah, I don't know. It is really crazy. But you know, we've been putting in the work, you know, and we've been at the forefront of these conversations. And you know, this past year has been so hard for a lot of us, you know, for Matt and myself, for sure, you know, but just continuing to have those important conversations. You know, we covered the insurrection recently, we've covered COVID-19 and sort of zoonotic diseases recently. So, you know, we're definitely right at the forefront of these conversations, and we're excited to keep doing that, you know, and it's listener support that really solidifies for me the reason why we do what we do and continue to do what we do. So, you know, thank you to all of our listeners, who longtime or newer listeners of the show. We appreciate you all so much, seriously. So Matt, I wondered if you can kind of tease for us a little bit of maybe talking about the book club that we've got coming everyone's way in the next couple of months.
Yeah, we're really excited about this new book club concept that Serena and I have been developing for a while. I mean, this was your idea, Serena, that you brought up a number of months ago. And, you know, I mean, a lot of the guests that we feature on the podcast are book authors, right? Sometimes journalists, but, you know, we're also interested in featuring fiction authors as well moving forward, you know, who are, you know, writing about topics that are relevant to all of these issues that we cover on the show. So yeah, you know, I mean, the basic concept is that, you know, we're gonna sort of build these author interviews into our podcast schedule at regular intervals, and then after that interview airs, we're going to basically host like a more private discussion with that author, mm-hmm. where folks who have joined our Patreon campaign can join in the discussion, mm-hmm. and ask their own questions
directly to these authors,
directly to the author. Yeah. After having the opportunity to read the book.
Yeah.
So yeah, like a sort of virtual podcast centered book club.
Yeah. And like you said, we're going to be highlighting different kinds of authors, you know, some fiction writers, you know, it's going to be like very different discussion than I think we've kind of tackled before. And I'm really excited to see, you know, this war of an intersection between this kind of art and our podcast and these conversations. So lots of really exciting updates happening for us. And that's just one of many. We're going to have a lot more to announce in the coming weeks and months while we're kind of developing all of these things behind the scenes. But we're also going to be sharing more behind the scenes, you know, like what actually goes into making an episode on this podcast for us, and the discussions that we have, and sort of the camaraderie that happens, you know. It's just we really want to share more of ourselves, you know, as creators. And so I think it's really exciting for me to kind of I don't know, extend this as more of a conversation between us and our listeners as a community. We really want to engage and hear from folks, and so we're hoping that this, you know, this rebranding and this this launch that we're going to have is really going to do that. And I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. And I think, you know, one of, like, I'd be really curious to hear from our listeners on a few of these topics. Like, first of all, if folks have ideas about authors that they think would be like great for us to feature in this book club series that we're developing. It'd be great to hear from listeners about that. Like, I'd also be really curious to hear from some of our listeners about past episodes that they really enjoyed, because we're going to be going through our archives during the break and re-airing select episodes, and potentially adding some additional commentary, you know, for some of those older archival episodes that we re-air. So it'd be really great to like hear from our listeners about past episodes that have affected them, you know. And I mean, we might even include like some of those stories or anecdotes that listeners share, you know, in the re-release itself when we push those
out. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Matt, you know, I don't know, this podcast is really, I don't know, it's affected my life so much. I feel like it's been such a great community to work with. Working with you has been so fun, and I've learned so much from you. We've, you know, it just feels like a real journey that we've been on, you know, all of us in the collective, but especially those that have worked closely on the podcast. You know, we had Greg and Hannah and Kristen, just a lot of people working really hard behind the scenes. And so, yeah, I'm just really excited to see kind of where we go from here, and excited to take all of our listeners on this journey with us. So,
absolutely. The feeling is mutual, right? As far as like the learning process, right? And just like how amazing it's been to work with you and all of the team members. Yeah, and you're right. I think of myself as a podcaster, which, you know, before I launched this show, just would have seemed like a crazy thing.
I know.
To me.
I know.
So, yeah.
And here we are. So thank you again from, you know, the bottom of our hearts to our listeners of the show. We appreciate y'all so much. And we're excited to bring you really, really cool stuff in the next, you know, coming months. So stay tuned for that. But as we mentioned, we're going to be re-releasing archived episodes, some of our favorites, every 2 weeks. So you'll still get new content every other Wednesday from us. So, you know, keep subscribing, keep telling your friends about the podcast, and we're going to be sharing as much as we can when we know it, as we know it.
You can join our campaign on Patreon at patreon.com/wildlenscollective. We're also going to be doing a little bit of a restructure of our benefits and the different tiers there. And we're going to be incorporating this book club idea into that. So there's like some new exciting things that you can be a part of by joining that campaign during our break. And you can follow Earth to Humans. We've got a Facebook page. We're gonna launch an Instagram page for the podcast, right? But that I don't think that's happened yet. That's one of the exciting new things that is happening during the break.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks to all of our contributors in our recent episodes, all of our guest producers, recent episodes, and all you listeners. So we'll be back, Matt and I, back in a couple of months, and back with some really exciting stuff. So thanks again, and thanks for tuning into Earth to Humans.